Lithium batteries, things you probably take for granted. The cost of the rechargeable lithium-ion batteries used for phones, laptops and cars has fallen dramatically over the last three decades and has been a major driver of the rapid growth of those technologies. Jessica Trancic, Associate Professor in MIT's Institute for Data Systems and Society, has been looking into this and she joins us now from Boston. Just outline first for us the sheer ubiquity of lithium-ion batteries.
You may not notice them, but they're really everywhere now. If you're working on a computer this morning, for example, there's probably a lithium-ion battery in there. And also with electric vehicles, there's more and more models coming out, and those are using these lithium-ion batteries. So they're everywhere. They offer what's called a high energy density, so you can store a lot of charge in a small volume. That's really what makes them attractive for all of these applications.
And why does it matter that the price has gone down in the dramatic way that it has?
Yeah, I mean, it's just transformative for so many applications, but one in particular that has important implications for society is that it opens up markets for electric vehicles for more people. So the battery makes up a substantial portion of the total cost of an electric vehicle. And the fact that costs have fallen by 97% over the last few decades, as you said, means that these cars are no longer just for the wealthy. So it's really transformative in that sense.
Okay, so the implications are to do with a greener use of energy looking forward the next. What kind of time frame are you looking at that it's going to make an impact of the kind that we will start to notice?
We're already seeing it now. So when we look at electric cars available in the US, for example, you don't have to pay more to purchase an electric vehicle. Now, with continued improvements in lithium-ion batteries, those costs can come down further. Sometimes the upfront cost is a bit higher. So that's something that can be an issue for, you know, for consumers. So the more improvement we can see, the better. And then the other trend that's important in these batteries is that energy density. So how much charge you can store in a battery, the more that can increase, the less and less that people are going to have range anxiety. And just, you know, the more we can use electric vehicles, not just for personal cars, but also for some of the heavier duty vehicles that we use, delivery vans, they're already going electric. There have been some big announcements along those lines, buses as well. But it's interesting to think about what the potential could be to electrify trucks.
And just briefly, I mean, what are the environmental implications given that these batteries are more difficult to dispose of?
Really, any battery and really any technology that uses these mined metals has environmental implications. So the thing to keep in mind is that what's possible with batteries, and we really need to improve our ways of doing this, but what you can do is to recycle and reuse these batteries. And that's not the case when we're talking about, you know, gasoline or diesel that you would combust in a car. So that's really different. Right now, too many batteries aren't being recycled. And the way I see it, we really need to make it easier to opt into recycling batteries than to opt out.
Jessica Trancic, Associate Professor at MIT's Institute for Data Systems and Society. Thanks for joining us from Boston.